Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital in Vrindavan. Says government making sustained efforts to strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. India says Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan will remain in abeyance until Islamabad ends its support to terrorism. Israel launches fresh wave of attacks on Iran day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it will avoid striking major Iranian gas field. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. And in Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma to face Japan's Natsuki Nadera in women's singles. Malvika Bansod will be up against Isharani Barua in France this evening. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the vision of a strong and self-reliant India can be realized only when its citizens are healthy. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh today, the President said, "Today the government is making sustained efforts to strengthen healthcare infrastructure and ensure quality medical services for every citizen." President Murmu said affordable and quality healthcare services are being provided to millions of citizens through flagship initiatives such as Ayushman Bharat.
केंद्र सरकार देश के स्वास्थ्य ढांचे को मजबूत बनाने के लिए निरंतर ठोस कदम उठा रहे हैं आयुष्मान भारत जैसे ऐतिहासिक योजना के माध्यम से करोड़ों नागरिकों को सस्ती और गुणवत्तापूर्ण स्वास्थ्य सेवाएं उपलब्ध कराए जा रहे हैं आयुष्मान भारत योजना के अंतर्गत कैंसर के इलाज को भी कवर किया जा रहा है जिससे गरीब और जरूरतमंद मरीजों के लाभ मिल रहा है
In the evening, President Murmu will visit Vatsalya Gram, a welfare organization which works for the care of the elderly, women and children. India has reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan will remain in abeyance until Islamabad ends its support to terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said, Pakistan must uphold the sanctity of human life before raising treaty concerns, calling it a global epicenter of terror. He said India signed the 1960 treaty in good faith, but Pakistan undermined it through wars and terror attacks.
India entered into the Indus Waters Treaty 65 years ago in good faith, in a spirit of goodwill and friendship. Pakistan violated this spirit by inflicting three wars and thousands of terror attacks on India. Tens of thousands of innocent Indians became victims to Pakistan-sponsored terror attacks. Our patience and magnanimity did not change Pakistan's ways. Eventually, we were compelled to announce that the treaty will be held in abeyance until Pakistan, the global epicenter of terror, credibly and irrevocably ends its support for all forms of terrorism.
India suspended the pact after last year's gruesome Pahalgam attack. Speaking at a UN event to mark World Water Day, Harish said, India remains committed to expanding access to safe water, highlighting progress under the Jal Jeevan mission. The Baloch National Movement, BNM, has urged the UN Human Rights Council to take immediate action against alleged human rights abuses in Balochistan, accusing Pakistan of using counter-terrorism laws to suppress dissent and target civilians. Speaking at the 61st session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, BNM representative Mahra Baloch highlighted enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings and restrictions on freedom of expression. Mahra Baloch said civilians across the province are being collectively punished simply for existing. Israel has launched a fresh wave of attacks on Iran today, a day after U.S. President Donald Trump told Netanyahu not to repeat strikes on Iranian natural gas infrastructure. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had said Iran's ability to enrich uranium and build ballistic missiles has been significantly weakened after nearly 3 weeks of joint military action by Israel and the United States. There are also reports that a U.S. F-35 fighter jet made an emergency landing after being struck during operations, marking a first when a fifth-generation fighter has been struck during military combat. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The widening conflict is now being felt across multiple fronts with direct impacts on both energy supply and civilian life. In Kuwait, drone and missile attacks struck the Mina Al-Hamadi and Mina Abdullah refineries early in this morning, breaching defensive perimeters and triggering fires in multiple operational units. Authorities later confirmed that the fires were brought under control with damage described as limited. The incident has heightened concerns about the vulnerability of Gulf's energy network. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, the conflict has expanded into a broader theater, with Israeli ground operations in the intensifying south of the Litani River and airstrikes reaching deeper into Beirut, including areas near key government sites. Heavy clashes continue in multiple fronts while the humanitarian situation has worsened sharply, with nearly 1 million people displaced and casualties rising significantly. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, in Israel, warning sirens sounded overnight as Iran launched a new wave of attacks, with missiles striking an oil refinery in Haifa, a facility responsible for a significant share of the country's domestic fuel production. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's energy transition is being driven by pragmatic policy design and a clear push towards Atmanirbharta. Sharing an article written by Minister of State for New and Renewable Energy, Sripad Nayak, the Prime Minister said the article outlines the transformative journey of the country's energy sector. He added that with a strong focus on electrification, clean energy and manufacturing, India is shaping a decisive chapter in the global energy landscape. In Uttarakhand, the cabinet led by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has been expanded with the induction of 5 MLAs. At a swearing-in ceremony held at Lok Bhavan in Dehradun today, Governor Lieutenant General retired Gurmeet Singh administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers. In West Bengal, after the scrutiny of voters whose names were under adjudication in the SIR, Special Intensive Revision Process, the first supplementary list of disputed voters may be published today. The final electoral roll, which was released on the 28th of February after intensive revision, had more than 60 lakh names pending in the adjudication list. Ahead of the release of the supplementary list, Chief Justice of Calcutta High Court, Shujay Pal, convened an emergency meeting yesterday to ensure law and order and to safeguard judges and judicial officers involved in the SIR process. Chief Secretary Dushyant Nariyal also met with Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Agarwal and Special Observer Shubhroto Gupta. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of its sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It said that thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm is expected at places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency also advised fishermen not to venture along or off the coast of North Odisha and West Bengal until the 24th of this month. Due to the active western disturbance in Himachal Pradesh, continuous snowfall has been occurring over higher peaks for the past 3 days, while rainfall has been persisting in lower and plain areas, including Shimla. A report.
Continuous snowfall in the higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh along with persistent rainfall in capital Shimla and other low and plain regions has once again gripped the entire state under a cold wave. The ongoing rain and snowfall over the past 3 days have disrupted normal life in districts such as Kullu, Chamba, Kinnaur and Lahaul Spiti. In Kullu town, due to a landslide in the Mutt area, the administration has evacuated around half a dozen houses in inner Akhada Bazar as a precautionary measure. Around 3 feet of snowfall has been recorded near the Atal Tunnel Rohtang and the tunnel is currently closed for all vehicles. Moment. Meanwhile, in the tribal areas of Bharmaur and Tisa in Chamba district, power supply has been disrupted due to snowfall and rain. In Lahaul Spiti district, 134 roads and 193 electricity transformers have been affected due to heavy snowfall. In the border area of Chitkul in Kinnaur district, about 1 foot of fresh snowfall has been recorded. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for the next 24 hours, warning of snowfall in high reaches and rain, thunderstorms, lightning, strong winds and hailstorms in lower areas of the state. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
IndiGo has issued a travel advisory for passengers in view of expected rainfall and thunderstorms over Delhi. In a social media post, the airline said flight operations may be affected and passengers could experience delays along with slower traffic to and from the airport. It has advised travelers to check their flight status before leaving for the airport and to keep extra time in hand for their journey. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Rani Avantibai Lodhi on her birth anniversary, describing her life as a unique example of courage, sacrifice and patriotism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "During 1857, Rani Avantibai Lodhi stood firm against the British rule and chose martyrdom over surrender." He noted that her sacrifice is an immortal message of dedication and self-respect towards the nation. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has urged people to adopt better oral hygiene habits on the occasion of World Oral Health Day. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda emphasized the importance of simple practices such as proper brushing, limiting sugary foods and going for regular dental checkups to keep smiles strong and healthy. He also encouraged families to work together in building healthy habits for better oral health. The minister said good oral care not only keeps the smile bright but also supports overall well-being. The health minister urged the people to use the occasion to raise awareness and commit to maintaining good oral hygiene every day. World Sparrow Day is being observed worldwide today, marking an annual effort to raise awareness about the rapid decline in sparrow populations. Launched in 2010 by the Nature Forever Society of India in collaboration with the Ecosys Action Foundation, the day highlights the growing threats faced by these small yet significant birds. We have a report.
Once a familiar sight in our homes and neighborhoods, sparrow populations have seen a sharp decline due to rapid urbanization, pollution, loss of nesting spaces, and changing lifestyles. Sparrows play a crucial role in maintaining ecological balance. They help control insect populations and contribute to pollination, making them vital for a healthy urban ecosystem. Various activities such as awareness campaigns, art competitions, and community initiatives are being organized to encourage conservation efforts across the world. Simple measures like installing bird feeders, planting native vegetation, and reducing pesticide use can go a long way in protecting sparrows and supporting urban biodiversity. Sparrows are more than just birds. They are indicators of a healthy environment. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian shuttlers will feature in key quarterfinal matches today at the Orleans Masters, with multiple appearances scheduled at the Palais des Sports in France. In women's singles, Tanvi Sharma will face Japan's Natsuki Nedera at about 5:30 p.m. IST, while Malvika Bansod will take on compatriot Isha Rani Barua around 7 p.m. IST, ensuring India a semi-finalist. In men's doubles, M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsakaranan will play later in the evening. India's strong showing in women's singles comes after Sharma 17 beat Anmol Kaur in straight games following her upset of Supanida Katethong. Bansod advanced past Wong Ling Ching, while Barua defeated Wen Yu Chang. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, trading over 1% higher in afternoon session. The Sensex climbed 782 points to 74,989, while the Nifty rose 261 points to 23,263 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, PSU banks, utilities and power stocks were gaining the most. At the forex market today, the rupee appreciated by 73 paise to trade at 93 rupees 36 paise against the US dollar. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital in Vrindavan, says government making sustained efforts to strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. India says Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan will remain in abeyance until Islamabad ends its support to terrorism. Israel launches fresh wave of attacks on Iran day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it will avoid striking major Iranian gas field. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. And in Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma to face Japan's Natsuki Nedera in women's singles. Malvika Bansod will be up against Isha Rani Barua in France this evening. With that, we end the midday news.